This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, George Maloof, the one and only, is actually in the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've obviously got an impressive resume. You're a very successful businessman. You picked the right products. One of the things that stands out the most to me, again, though, is how connected you are with the Palms and, right. and how you put yourself, you were the brand.
Well, you know, you had to be, you know, somebody had to be. It was kind of the old school. You know, there's a few operators that, you know, Vegas went corporate at a certain point years ago where the big corporations came in and bought, you know, and there was a few guys that hung on, like Steve Wynn, who's a brilliant human being and just has probably done more for Las Vegas than anybody. And there are a few others, Michael Gunn and Sheldon Adelson, that, you know, kind of old school entrepreneurs that stay in the hotel, understand the gaming part of it. Yeah. They're there all the time. They're accessible 24/7. If there's a decision that needs to be made, you can make it. You know, you deal with thousands of employees, and there's always an issue with an employee, and the challenge is how you deal with it, because they're not always in a good mood when they go to work.
Right.
And you know, it's not fairyland. You know, you're dealing with people's lives and their children, and so you have to manage all that. And I kind of looked at myself as kind of being a concierge, you know, your customers ask for things, and you know you're always on call. And if you don't have that in you, if you can't service people, then that's not the business for you. But servicing people, it takes, you have to eat a little crow sometimes, and you know, but you can't be afraid to work, and can't be afraid to help people when they need help, and to sell your product. You always have to sell your product. It's a constant thing.
And part of that is giving good customer service.
Yeah. And coming up with new products and new ideas. And that's always very important as well.
As successful as you've been, you've never lost that servant concierge approach, which is really important to remember. That's awesome.
Too.
That's great. And that's probably one of the things that keeps you so grounded too. That's amazing. Hey, you've done all these really cool things. What are you most proud of that you've done?
Probably when we opened the Palms, I have a lot of things I'm proud of. But I think when we opened the Palms, it was 60 days after September 11th. The country was in a tailspin. Vegas was they laid off 40,000 employees out of, you know, like 20% of the workforce in Las Vegas got laid off.
Okay.
Or I don't know if it was 40, but it was close to that. And then we open up 60 days later, and we kind of put, you know, it was kind of a refreshing thing for Las Vegas, because we were able to hire a lot of people that got laid off, because we were hiring 2,000 people, because it was something new. And I think looking back at everything I've done, that was the biggest charge for me, and being able to say, you know, I've provided 2,000 people with jobs and their family with jobs. And so that's probably it.
Cool.
That one.
With everything you've done, is there anything on your bucket list that you haven't tried or haven't done that you have out there that you want to get to?
I'm sure there's things that, you know, are out there that we want to do. And, you know, I work closely with my brothers and my family, and we're always looking at opportunities. You know, you got to be careful. You know, you can kind of be your own shark tank, because so many people, you know, call you up and have ideas, and it's hard to turn people down, and it's hard to turn down ideas because you don't know if they're going to work or not, and you never want to be left out.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, you want to focus on what you think is core business, things that you know about, things that you understand. So that's kind of a challenge for us at times, to stay focused on what we know. And but we're always looking for opportunities, and you know, we don't have to work, but we enjoy working, and we enjoy employing people. You know, that's the thing that gives me the biggest rush.
Nice. So how do you stay focused when you've got a new product you're launching, and that's your role? How do you keep from getting distracted with all the other opportunities?
Well, that's just it. If you have too many opportunities, you don't stay focused, and we've made that mistake, I'll tell you. Now we tell, as a family, my brothers and my sister, we say, look, we have a great product. Let's stay focused on it. Let's build a company. Let's build a brand. It's kind of put blinders on a little bit to other things, unless something comes along that's just that we have to look at. But on this particular product, that's where we are today, and we're going to focus on it. We're going to make it big, and because it works. You know, if it didn't work, we wouldn't be wasting our time. But you know, online we'll sell. Last month we sold X amount of thousands online, which means that people are using it and they want to use it again. I know a bartender in Las Vegas that she buys a $750 a week, and because it comes in a 750 milliliters, and she buys one of those every week, and she swears by it, and she says, I wouldn't be able to drink without it. I'm thinking to myself, you must be drinking every day. She says, no, I just drink it. I do drink, but I just drink it, you know, during the week, and it became habit-forming for the vitamins.
Okay.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.